When you hear the word ninja, what image springs to mind? Perhaps you imagine an assassin who hides in the shadow of the night, or an expert in combat, or a quasi-magical being who possesses supernatural skills. But what were ninjas truly like? Your conception of ninjas is likely influenced by movies and manga. In reality, however, ninjas were altogether different from these fictional creations. Let us begin by discussing the main role of a ninja. Ninjas were primarily concerned with espionage. Their role was akin to the modern-day spy. Although ninjas are widely associated with being experts in combat, their primary task was to go unnoticed by the enemy. If ninjas engaged in combat, they risked having their identities exposed, and this was something they wished to avoid at all costs. Even when ninjas set foot on the battlefield, their goal was to sabotage the enemy and facilitate attacks by samurai who comprised the main fighting force. In the Edo period, which spanned from 1603 to 1868, the roles of ninjas evolved. The Edo period was a time of peace. The shogun Tokugawa Ieyasu had unified Japan and ruled the country with an ironclad fist. During this period, ninjas were treated as low-ranking samurai. As such, they were tasked with keeping watch over castle gates, maintaining official records, and serving as bodyguards for important personages. As you can see, the historical role of ninjas differs to the popular image of ninjas today. Through this audio guide tour, we hope you will gain a deeper understanding of what ninjas were truly like. You will realize that ninjas were rational and meticulous professionals who utilized astonishingly advanced methods to carry out their primary role of espionage. Welcome on a journey to the understanding the true nature of the ninja.